summer place.
So very often summertime is kind of laid back, not a lot going on. Congress takes a long recess, the kids are out of school, everybody goes on vacation. Not so true this summer. There is a lot going on. The oil spill, the economy, wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the end to the war in Iraq, maybe. Immigration, financial regulation. And we're asking you, can you sum up the summer in six words?
This world soccer thing going to cramp any Yankee games?
My unemployment ended last month. I'm doing a three-month unpaid internship to improve my chances of getting a job.
Competed in a couple of triathlons. My season is cut short with I'll be having knee surgery at HSS in the next couple of weeks.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right this way to see the great petrochemical peccadillo, the BP deep sea oopsie, or simply the goof in the gulf.
And it's a sampling of listeners from the past season. We also started this conversation again, asking listeners to sum up the summer in six words. A listener in Columbia, South Carolina, texted the word take to 69866 and then wrote, Obama, a victim of the economy. And Katie left this message on Facebook, pack the car, hit the beach.
Good advice, Katie.
Yeah, well, we're joined in the studio by Jason Stallman, national news editor for our partner, The New York Times. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a
Who
six
looks
word?
Like, we should say, looks like he's packed for the beach,
I'm
actually,
on my
this morning.
Do you have a six-word sum up of the summer?
It's so obvious. The six-word sum up for this summer is junk shot, top kill, blowout preventer.
Nice. That's great.
Since
you mentioned the oil spill, let's start with the BP oil spill.
Coast Guard here in New Orleans received a call that Deepwater Horizon had an explosion and a fire.
I don't think we're going to fully know the impact for quite a while. It has the potential to be catastrophic.
So let me be clear. BP is responsible for this leak.
We feel that BP, they had valves at their disposal they could have put on that rig that would have stopped this thing to make a better profit. They didn't put them. And we're very upset with that.
There's no one who wants this thing over more than I do. You know, I'd like my life back.
Tony Hayward has his life back now. But looking back at the summer, tell me about what we're going to remember about the oil spill.
Well, looking back to just not long ago in June, we knew that there were 40,000 barrels of oil a day pouring into the Gulf out of BP's runaway well. President Obama had drawn a comparison between the spill and 9/11. Things seemed to be rather apocalyptic at that point. People were forecasting widespread and long-lasting environmental problems, especially with the wildlife in the Gulf. Fast forwarding to today, things probably aren't quite as bad as we thought they would be. They were able to stop the flow of oil in mid-July. The well seems to be permanently sealed at this point. Tony Hayward is out as CEO of BP. Of course, we don't know the true long-term ramifications. Only time will tell. But sitting here today, I think things are a little bit more promising than we thought they might be.
So maybe that sum up would be not as bad as we thought.
Something like that, yes.
Let's move on to the subject of war. Clearly, war played a big part in the summer of 2010. We had, obviously, the campaign going on in Afghanistan. But it was the biggest news in Iraq was the end of combat operations.
Tonight, I am announcing that the American combat mission in Iraq has ended. Operation Iraqi Freedom is over, and the Iraqi people now have lead responsibility for the security of their country.
Clearly, in light of the what happened over the weekend with American troops having to battle insurgents there, the end of combat missions seems murky, but what do you take away from the end of the war in Iraq?
Murky is a good word. This is really a confusing situation. So 90 months after the first combat troops roll into Iraq, nearly 4,500 American deaths later, and tens of thousands of deaths among Iraqis, it's really unclear what the situation is there. Is Iraq more peaceful? Is it more secure? It's hard to say. And what is the role of the remaining 50,000 American troops there? It is clear that the Obama administration is continuing with a program started by the Bush administration, and that is using what we're calling a stealth or a shadow war. You know, Scott Shane for The New York Times had a brilliant piece recently explaining how the White House has really bolstered the CIA's drone mission, and this is a campaign throughout Pakistan and Yemen. So we might have moved on from the formal pronouncement of troop numbers and combat troops in Iraq to a different type of war.
Shadow Escobar, well, two of your colleagues on this program this morning said, in terms of combat and the troops that are remaining in Iraq, there's no change from their perspective. This is just for the electorate, they said.
Yeah, so maybe that six-word sum up is combat mission ends, but not combat.
You're good at this.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty good at this. Well, let's talk a little bit about politics. Obviously, we're leading into the midterm election season coming up. So this summer has been a lot about stump speeches. And some of the big issues that have emerged, at least from the campaigns, are immigration, gay marriage. But let's talk about immigration first. Is that going to be kind of the political issue of this summer?
It really seems to be the hot button issue. You know, the epicenter of this is Arizona. When Governor Brewer signed into law the strictest anti-immigration program in the country back in April, it really set off a firestorm throughout the country. It led to a lot of boycotts from other states, people around the country boycotting Arizona, but it also galvanized some groups throughout the country that felt that Arizona was right about this issue, that it's an issue that needs to be addressed. They felt the federal government wasn't doing its job, so the states felt like they should take it upon themselves to move forward with some new laws.
Okay, so I'm going to do six words. Illegals can't vote but influence elections.
Wow.
Okay, so let's go on to a big event this summer. And the reason I want to mention this is because it may actually have changed things in the U.S.
In Brazil, the whole country stops to watch the World Cup. It's incredible. Nobody can describe.
Allez les bleus. That's all we say.
I would like the best team to win. This is it.
Okay, the World Cup descended on South Africa, but the world this time. And my question for you is, did the World Cup this year bring in more permanent soccer fans for the United States? I mean, are we starting to actually see an increase in interest?
Every 4 years we have this debate,
yeah.
and this time it did seem that the United States team rallied a lot more support than in the past. They didn't get quite as far as some people felt they needed to really put the sport over the top, but I'm sure we can revisit it in, say, 4 years.
Yeah, and of course,
soccer is still not called football.
There you go. There's six words. And of course, another big issue of the summer has been heat waves, which a lot of people have written in. What is your six-word sum up of the summer? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and we want to say thank you to Jason Stallman. He's the news editor for the National Desk for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Have a good fall.
You too.
Keep the conversation going. More memories of the summer, head to our site. You can look back on our coverage of the top stories, also our series on the best summer music. We talked about summer reading all summer long and more. That's all at thetakeaway.org. That's at thetakeaway.org. That's six words. That's at thetakeaway.org. There you go.
Yeah, that's six words right there.
Actually, you could say almost anything in six words except for this. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.